tree care mistakes and how to avoid them. Common tree care mistakes: planting trees too deep or too shallow. Burying it deep will leave the roots suffocated and expose them to root rot. If it is too shallow, then the root won't be stable and can easily get ripped off by the wind. Poor pruning. Many people believe cutting lots of branches is good for the tree, when in fact, it is the opposite. Over-pruning or cutting off healthy branches can predispose the tree to infections. It may also compromise the tree structure and distort its growth. Ignoring signs of diseases and pests, leaf yellowing, small holes on the bark, or some withering off some parts of the plant are symptoms that may seem unimportant and can be easily attributed to seasonal variations and stress. Yet these small signs can point to larger issues, such as fungal infections, cankers, or root rot. And if not addressed, these problems can rapidly develop, leading to the compromising of the tree's integrity from the inside out. Trees suffering from this disease or infested by these pests will cease to absorb water and nutrients, resulting in rotten branches and disproportionate tree growth that can kill them. Even worse, a diseased tree can be a source of infection to adjacent trees, causing a chain reaction throughout your landscape. Overwatering or underwatering the tree. Tree care involves particularly the aspect of being conscientious about how you water trees. Add too much water and you drown the roots and help the fungus and other nasty things grow. But on the other hand, insufficient water will result in droopy trees and drought-stressed plants. A second and more common mistake is related to their watering frequency. Trees prefer infrequent but longer watering, like weekly. In the cold months, once a month deep watering is often sufficient. Improper mulching. Improper mulching encourages roots to grow upward into the mulch instead of downward into the soil. This leads to roots strangling the tree from within. In younger trees, these effects will appear after a couple of seasons, while it takes longer for a decline to be observed in older trees. When mulch is piled up against the bark, it can retain moisture and create a perfect habitat for fungus, rot, or insects. Not taking notice of soil health. When it is forgotten, this has a permanent effect on the tree in regard to both health and growth. Growth of the soil will be constrained according to the type and quality of the soil, and this will impact how many nutrients are supplied to the tree. Good soil for tree growth should also be well aerated, especially in dense areas. Not taking notice of soil health. When it is forgotten, this has a permanent effect on the tree in regard to both health and growth. Growth of the soil will be constrained according to the type and quality of the soil, and this will impact how many nutrients are supplied to the tree. Good soil for tree growth should also be well aerated, especially in dense areas. Tree care and tree removal with Walnut Tree Services. Even though you may take these directions to heart, in particular when you have so many trees to care for, it may be advisable to consult to a professional who will provide a more nurturing hand to your trees. Walnut Tree Services specializes in tree care and maintenance for large parks, so they're perfect for the job. Give us a call today for the best tree care and tree removal services in Massachusetts.